Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to Prayer Warrior for You. I'm your host, the Prayer Warrior, tuning in live from Tennessee. We are so glad you've decided to join us January 22nd, 2015. Now on to our show. Blessings and greetings out there in Radio Land. I'm your host, the Prayer Warrior, and we are just so glad you've decided to tune in with us this morning, January 22nd. And we just want to say, again, to those that we haven't spoken to since the beginning of the new year, Happy New Year. And we are just so blessed that you're tuning in by way of Skype, the archives, the chat room, or live on the phone. We want you to know that you are able to call in. Our phone number is 657-383-0029. And we just love you all and pray that you will be blessed as you tune into this show on this morning. Now, we have a great word for you today, and we call it a show because from time to time people call in for prayer, and we bring them up live on the air. You know, there are so many things that the Lord wants to share with his people because he loves us so very much, and we're going to be dealing with the word today on his touch. A touch from the Lord. Glory to God. Hallelujah. But before we do, we would like to bring forth a word from Prayers from the Desert to bless the show segment.
The shadow of the Almighty. He who dwells in the shelter of the Most High will rest in the shadow of the Almighty. I will say of the Lord, He is my refuge and my fortress, my God in whom I trust. Surely He will save you from the fowler snare and from the deadly pestilence. He will cover you with his feathers, and under his wings you will find refuge. His faithfulness will be your shield and rampart. Father, today I come and say, I dwell in the shelter of the Most High. I'm resting in your shadow, and I'm trusting you to save me, Lord. I'm trusting you to save me. You said that you will cover me with your feathers, and under your wings I will find refuge. Your faithfulness, Lord, your faithfulness will be like a shield and a rampart to me, so that I will not fear the terror of the night, nor the arrows that fly by day, nor pestilence that stalks in the darkness, nor the plague that destroys at midday. Father, I have a confidence from you. I have a holy boldness. Because I put my confidence in you, I'm not afraid. I'm not afraid of the terrors of the night. I'm not afraid of the deadly missiles that come directed at me. Even over sickness. You said over sickness, you will have authority over sicknesses. Lord, you said 1,000 would fall at our side and 10,000 at our right hand. But it doesn't come near me. God, they fall all around me. close to you. It doesn't come near me. I will only observe with my eyes and see the punishment of the wicked. If I make you, the Most High, my dwelling, even the Lord, who is my refuge. So God, no harm, no harm, no harm befalling me. No disaster, I'm asking for that. No disaster coming near my tent. I'm asking you, Lord, give your angels charge concerning me. Give your angels charge to lift me up in their hands so that I will not strike my foot against the stone. Father, I'm asking for angelic help, heavenly winds to come. Help me. Help my family. Lift me up, O God. So I will tread upon the lion and the cobra. I will trample the great lion and the serpent. Father, give me authority to trample on the lion and the cobra. Oh God, because you love me, because you love me. So Father, I call upon you, and you answer me. I call upon you in trouble. Deliver me. Lift me up with long life and satisfy me by showing me your salvation. What a wonderful prayer. What an awesome promise to dwell in the shelter of the Almighty.
What a powerful psalm. You know, when we dwell in the secret place of the Most High and abide under the shadow of the Almighty, God truly, truly blesses us, strengthens us, and encourages us. Father, we thank and we praise you for waking us up this morning. We thank and praise you for being a God who heals. We thank and praise you for being a God who strengthens. We thank and praise you for being a God who delivers. Father, in the mighty name of Jesus Christ, we pray, Lord God, that everyone that will tune into this show will be encouraged, will be blessed, and will press on to see what you have for them in their life. We give you glory, honor, and praise in Jesus Christ's name. Amen. Well, you know, there is such a powerful blessing in prayer and praying to the Father and being encouraged with the Word of God and trusting the Word of God and honoring the Word of God. And it's time that many of us have been called to ministry and we've been just waiting and waiting and waiting. But now is the time for us to really stretch our faith and begin to do what God has called us to do, because he is so soon to come. And there are so many people that have need of the Lord. There are so many people that have need of walking in strength and to be encouraged and to hear a word in due time, in due season, a right now word. You know, when we begin to love on the Father, and we begin to honor him and live according to how he wants us to live, we can be blessed, we can be strengthened, and we can be encouraged. But it is time for us to begin to call out to the Lord God Almighty. It's time for us to allow him to bless us and to touch us and to keep us. Amen. Well, we want to come to you with a song, and I am so desiring for the people who have accepted the apostolic call and mandate to ministry to begin to let the Father use them greatly and mightily so that they can be a blessing to people. And don't you want the Lord to use you internationally so that you can be a blessing? wouldn't it be great to, you know, with the internet and with prayer lines and phone lines and satellite, there's really no excuse not to stretch across the globe. Some may not be able to travel as others do. Some may not be able to get on the airplanes and take the shots and all the things that have to be done to travel to all the different countries and regions. But God has fixed it and made a way where there is no excuse to branch out and stretch out internationally across the airwaves. Amen. So we're going to come with this wonderful song, a powerful song that God will begin to use us for the nations. Be blessed. I'll be back with a word of encouragement. time that we say, Lord, send me. Lord, send me. I'm a yielded vessel for your will. I'm a yielded vessel for your way. I'm a yielded vessel to do what you have called me to do. Father, we thank and we praise you for the men and women of God that are tuning into this show as yielded vessels for you who want to go forth and do your will and your way. Father, we thank you for these precious people who have tuned into the show. And we pray, Father, for their strength. We pray, Father, for favor for all of them. We pray, Father, that you bless them with favor. Bless them with wisdom. Bless them with understanding. Bless them with peace. Bless them with joy. Bless them abundantly and above all that they can ask or think. Father, we pray that you will honor them and that they will honor you as they do your work and your will and your way. Now, Father, we pray prayers of favor over them. We pray, Father, that as you give them strength, Lord God, that you bless and keep them and make your face to shine upon them and that you're gracious unto them. Lord, lift up your countenance upon them and give every one of them peace. Numbers 6:24-26. Father, command your blessing upon my life and command your blessing upon their life and their children's lives and their businesses and their ministries and their mandates. Father, bless them assuredly. Father, let your showers of blessings be upon their life. Ezekiel 34:26. Father, bless them where they receive wisdom and revelation, knowledge that they will be blessed going in and blessed coming out. Matthew 16:17. Father, bless them where everyone in all generations shall call them blessed. Luke 1:48. And Father, we give you honor and we give you praise. In Jesus Christ's name we pray. Amen. And when I say we, it's because I'm including you by faith, because what we're doing on Prayer Warrior for You, we're touching and agreeing in the realm of the Spirit, where two or three are gathered together in His name. He is yet in the midst of the people. Glory to God. And this is what's really going on. So many times, people are not connecting in the realm of the Spirit. They are not being encouraged. They feel like they're all alone. They feel like that there's nobody to be there with them and to encourage them and to strengthen them and to bless them and to keep them. But the Father wants you to know that you're not alone. You're not alone. He loves you and He blesses you. And He wants you to know that you are a precious child in His eyes. Oh, son and daughter, oh, man and woman, you are precious in the eyes of the Lord Jesus Christ. Won't you allow Him to touch you today? Won't you allow Him to bless you today? Well, if you desire that a touch from the Lord or a word to elevate you or to help push you into the realm of encouragement and strength, you're welcome to call in to 657-383-0029, and we will pray. There is power in agreement. Glory to God. And we saturate the airways. We saturate our line. We saturate this show with the power of the cross, the power of the blood, the name Jesus Christ. Amen. And so on today, we're going to be playing songs here and there, and we're going to be sharing a word. And we want you to know that it is the touch of the Lord, His touch, that matters. It's His touch that strengthens. It's His touch that delivers. It's His touch that can elevate you. It's His touch that can mold you and shape you from the inside out. It's His touch that can change the way you think. It's His touch that can change the way you feel. It's His touch that can change the way you respond to things. It's time to receive a touch from the Lord this morning. It's time to receive a touch of faith this morning. It is a desire of the Lord Jesus to engage intimately with all of His creation. You know, nature honors the Creator, the birds, the lilies of the field trust God, even the creeping things that depend on Him to receive food, water, and energy. from the sun and the rain for nourishment. But because nature totally relies on God, he continues to multiply nature. What is interesting to know is how animals, fowl, and plants, water, air exist within their sphere and realm. Nature also totally trusts and depends on God. Our Heavenly Father desires mankind to do the same, to trust him for all provision, for all growth, to be fruitful and to multiply and to glorify God. You know, Genesis chapter 1, verse 11 and 12 reads, "And God said, let the earth bring forth grass, the herb yielding seed, and the fruit tree yielding fruit after his kind, whose seed is in itself upon the earth. And it was so. And the earth brought forth grass and herb yielding seed after his kind, and the tree yielding fruit whose seed was in itself after his kind. And God saw that it was good." Glory to God. "And God created great wells in every living creature that moved, which the waters brought forth abundantly after their kind, and every winged fowl after his kind. And God said that it was good. And God blessed them, saying, be fruitful and multiply, and fill the waters in the seas, and let fowl multiply in the earth." That's Genesis chapter 1, verses 22, 1 to 22. Now, Genesis chapter 1, verses 26 to 28, "And God said, let us make man in our image, after our likeness, and let them have dominion over the fish of the sea, and over the fowl of the air, and over the cattle, and over all the earth, and over every creeping thing that creepeth upon the earth." So God created man in his own image, and in the image of God created he him, male and female, created he them. And God blessed them, and God said unto them, be fruitful and multiply, and replenish the earth, and subdue it, and have dominion over the fish of the sea, and over the fowl of the air, and over every living thing that moveth upon the earth. Glory to God. You see, every place, everyone, every man, every woman has their place because God blessed his creation. He blessed us to be fruitful and to multiply and to replenish the earth. But you know, that is even under attack today, where women don't want to have children anymore, and men don't want to procreate or have a seed, use their seed for children anymore, because everything, well, you know what the debate is out there, but the word is still the word, and God is still God, and everything still stands. And when we receive a true, sure enough touch from the Lord, the way we think, the way we feel, the way we react, the way we respond will change. It's our Heavenly Father's plan for mankind is to replenish, multiply, and have dominion over the earth. And it's not intended for man to have dominion over one another. Man must walk in unity and harmony. God has dominion over mankind as our creator. He made us in his image. When we say mankind, we mean women as well. Why? Because we are the only creation that's able to worship him. What him? God Almighty, our Lord Jesus Christ. He created mankind to speak a word in the realm of the spirit, to love and magnify and glorify God in singing, in hymns, in testifying, in prayers, in talking, in preaching, in prophesying, and blessing him with the fruit of our tongues and our mouths. And this is why the adversary tries so hard to cause people to say the wrong thing with their mouths and to think the wrong thing and to put their mouths on the wrong place and to just do horrible things with the mouth. Why? Because he knows that God created our mouths to bless the Lord. He created our mouths to speak well of the Lord. He created our mouths to magnify the Lord. He created our mouths to glorify the Lord. He created our mouths to encourage someone else. He created our mouths to pray for one another. He created our mouths to pray for the sick. He created our mouths to proclaim and declare and decree. But the adversary wants us to curse and to be negative and to fine and to send curses. He wants to use the people's tongue to do the thing that is opposite to the will of a great and holy God. And these things ought not to be. Father, right right now, I pray, Father, as we align together in the realm of the Spirit, we pray for the tongues of the people. We pray for the hearts and the minds of the people, that they will begin to use their tongues as weaponry in the realm of the Spirit to pray for the sick, to pray and forgive their enemies, to love one another, to exhort and build up the brethren, to exhort and build up those that are wounded and those that are hurt. Lord, use our tongues, touch our tongues, touch our mouths, touch the way we think, touch the way we feel until we line up with you. In Jesus Christ's name, amen. You know, because man is the only creation with a heart, mind, and soul, our Heavenly Father touched mankind by creating us from the dust of the earth and breathing into our nostrils life. He has also provided us with senses to enjoy what life has to offer. You know, these God-given abilities that he has touched us with, of course, you've heard of them before, is sight, hearing, touching, smelling, and tasting. And each one portrays an important meaning to the overall well-being of mankind, both spiritually and naturally. And so God wants us to begin to allow him to use our senses for his glory, to be a blessing to other people. Have you felt a little discouraged? And have you felt that nothing you do can encourage someone else? Have you desired to stand in the gap for people? Have you desired to be strengthened and to be encouraged, but you just, you know, feel a little down and out and don't seem to be able to do what the Lord has asked you to do? You are welcome to call in to our line at 1-657-383-0029 so that the Father can bless you and keep you. And not only that, but encourage you so that you can elevate to the next realm, the level that he wants to take you to. Because it is the way that we think, it's the way that we respond, it's the way that we speak, it's the way that we perceive our perceptions of a holy God. Not only that, the way we perceive God has a lot to do with how we perceive ourselves. If we don't see ourselves the way he sees us, then we can't grow higher in the Lord. And God wants us to see ourselves as conquerors, victorious in Jesus Christ. He wants us to see ourselves as precious creations of a holy God. He wants us to see ourselves as blessings, as servants to people, so that we can build them up and help and heal those that have been wounded in heart and wounded in spirit. You know, if we would just learn to allow the Father to touch us, we can stand in the gap for others. We can stand in the gap, meaning when they can't pray, we would pray for them. When they feel discouraged, we can give them a word of encouragement. When they are weak and sick and afflicted in their bodies, we can be there for them and to help them out in their time of need and trouble. Will you stand in a gap for someone today? Will you begin to look at your loved ones and your family members and your relatives and see, and how can you help someone today? Can you begin to wake up in the mornings? I know now daily when I wake up, most days, I don't want to say daily, but I'm striving for every day to say to the Father, Lord Jesus Christ, how can my life please you today? How can my life serve you today? How can my life serve someone else today to encourage them to be all that they can be for the Lord? Father, how can my life stand in the gap and pray and intercede for someone else today? Are you willing to do that? I am. Let us begin to align together in the realm of the Spirit and stand in the gap for people, to share the love of God, to let people know there is a hope, there is a future, there is power in the blood of Jesus Christ. It is time we take a stand, to stand in the gap. Thank you.
But I didn't dare just turn my head and look the other way. For when your heart is aching, my heart is aching too. Let me help you bear your burden. That's the least that I can do. I'll be standing in the gap for you. Just remember someone somewhere is praying for you, calling every young day, praying for your strength. I'll be standing in the gap for you.
Is a blessing. You, many of us, others have stood in the gap for us. That was Babbi Mason, and she has such a gift with her CD, The Definitive Gospel Collection. Many of us have stood in the gap for others, and there have been many whose grandparents, you know, you hear people testify how my grandma prayed for me, my mom prayed for me. It was the prayers of my parents that brought me through. It was the prayers of my loved one that encouraged me. You know, prayers touch people's hearts. Prayers encourages people. Why? Well, the word touch, the verb naga means to touch physically, but its various nuances include to touch, strike, reach, arrive. The subject of naga can be God, people, angels, or things. God's touch melts the land, Amos 9 and 5, and makes the mountain smoke, Psalms 104 and 32, and Psalms 144 and 5. He touches the mouth of Jeremiah, enabling him to speak God's words, Jeremiah 1 and 9. And he touches the hearts of valiant men to cause them to support Saul as king, 1 Samuel 10:26. An angel touches Daniel and raises him to his feet in chapter 8, verse 18 of 1 Samuel. And another angel makes a gold touch Isaiah's lips, Isaiah 6 and 7. And people are commanded not to touch certain things that are either holy to God, Exodus 19 and 13 and Numbers 4:15, or unclean. Leviticus 15, 10 through 12, and Numbers 19 through 16. You know, it's time for us to have the touch of God in our lives. It's time to begin to walk a holy lifestyle and develop a pure relationship, a sincere relationship with the Lord. And what's happening, the battle in the world today, because we are in the last days and the Lord is soon to come, the enemy has people running to and fro, aggressively going after their flesh, going after sin, going after things that are sensual, and they are missing out on the power of the supernatural realm. I'm not speaking of the cults that are out there. That's not tapping into the supernatural realm. That's tapping into a demonic realm. But the supernatural realm is when we tap into a holy God, when we tap into love, when we tap into joy, when we tap into peace, when we allow him to touch us in a way that nothing can touch us. Well, we allow him to be God in this place, God in us, God in our heart, God in our life, God in our ways, God in our thoughts. When we allow him to touch us in such a way where our faith is renewed, where our faith is strengthened, where we can begin to look and see past what we see in the realm of the physical, and we can begin to see, oh, Lord God, just believe and trust him. He just wants you to trust him. I don't know how to say it. I know this is ministering to me because there are things in my life that I must trust God. I have to trust God. And he is doing miraculous things in my life with miracles and healings and encouragements and protection and strength. He is saving people. He's delivering people. He's setting people free. You know, when there are people in the world who insist on living ways that are against the word of God, and they pursue you and taunt you and do the things that they do to you, there's something about you why they're pursuing after the men and women of God. It's the light of the Lord. You know, Jesus Christ said, if he is lifted up, he will draw all men unto us. Why? Because people's spirit, even though their mind may not have caught up with it, there's something in them that's craving more, hungry for more, never satisfied, always reaching and searching and pursuing and following and taunting and hungry for more. What is it that they're hungry for? They're really, their soul is hungry for more of their Creator. Their soul is hungry for more of God to rise up inside of them. When I say let God be God in this place, that this place is in our hearts, in our minds. They're hungry for the love of God. But the enemy has them thinking that they're hungry for sexual pleasure. And even when they get that sexual pleasure, they're never satisfied because they keep going from person to person to person to person to situation, situation, situation. Never full, never satisfied. Why? Because their soul is craving a holy God. Let God be God in this place. Father, I pray right now that God becomes a God by fire, the fire of the Holy Spirit, to bless the people by fire. Father, that you'll bless them and that they will receive a holy touch from you, and that you'll become their Prince of Life, Acts 3 and 15, that you'll become their Redeemer, Isaiah 59 and 20, that you'll become their Refiner and Purifier, Malachi 3 and 3, that you'll become their Refuge from the Storm, Isaiah 25 and 4, and that you will be the Restorer of the people, Psalms 23 and 3, so that they will begin to understand and experience God being God in this place.
This place,
glory be.
mercy upon them.
Show your hand of mercy upon them.
Let your healing start right now.
Let your healing start right now.
Shekinah glory, come on down.
Shekinah glory, come on down.
Let your glory fill this place.
Let your glory fill this place.
Show your hand of mercy upon them.
Show your hand of mercy upon them.
Let your healing start right now.
Shekinah
glory, come on down.
Shekinah glory, come on down.
Let the glory fill this place.
Let the glory fill this place.
Show your hand of mercy upon us.
Show your hand of mercy upon us.
Let your healing start right now.
Let your healing start right now.
Shekinah glory, come on down.
Shekinah glory, come on down.
Oh, be God in this place.
Show your hand of mercy upon us.
Let your healing start right now.
Let your healing start right now.
Shekinah glory, come on down.
Shekinah glory, come on down.
Let your glory fill this place.
Let your glory fill this place.
Show your hand of mercy upon us.
Show your hand of mercy upon us.
Let your healing start right now.
Let your healing start right now.
Shekinah glory, come on down.
God, He wants to heal you right now. I'm telling you, that's a powerful song sung by Everett McBee from Worship Experience CD, powerful man of God, a pastor right in the Memphis, Tennessee region. And we just praise God for that song. And we are so grateful that we have a caller, area code 773. Thank you for calling Prayer Warrior for You. You're live on the air. Who's calling, please?
Hi, I was just listening to the program.
Okay. Are you calling from the Chicago area?
Yes, I am.
Oh, God bless you. God bless you. Did you have a prayer request? We can pray with you right now if you like a prayer.
Okay, well, I'm standing, believing God. I've been off work for a while, and I believe in God for employment, and I've applied for a particular job. So I'm just standing and believing in God that He's going to open that door for me.
What is your first name?
Yvette.
Yvette? Okay, Yvette. I'm going to pray for you right now. And I like the fact that you said you're standing, believing God. That's more than half the battle right there. Because when we touch and agree by faith, you know, when the blind men went to Jesus and asked for him to touch their eyes, he asked them, did they believe that he was able to do this? And they said, yea, Lord. And when he prayed for them, their eyes were open and they were able to see. So, Father, we praise you for Yvette today. We thank and praise you for her confession of faith, that she's standing yet believing you, that you are able to bless her with a job. You are able to bless her with finances. You are able to bless her with resources. We thank and praise you, Father, for moving on her behalf. We praise you for moving mightily. We praise you, Father, even for the calling that's on her life. We praise you, Father, as you continue to strengthen her and encourage her. We thank and praise you, Father, for her being a woman of God who's an intercessor for many, and that she has been a true blessing to many. We thank and praise you, Father, that yet even in this hard time, she's still yet praising you. She's still yet loving you. She's still yet living and walking for you. She's still yet trusting you, Father. Father, we thank and praise you for Yvette. We praise you, Father, what you're doing in her life. We praise you for how you're blessing her in 2015. We declare and agree with her in the realm of the Spirit for a miracle in her financial situation, for a miracle in her job situation, for a miracle even if it's a business idea that she desires to do. We praise you, Father, that you will continue to bless this precious woman of God. And Lord, we even pray, Father, complete healing, healing in her spirit, oh God. People that may have discouraged her and hurt her, Father. Father, we pray, Lord God, and we praise you for her heart of forgiveness. We praise you for her heart of patience. We praise you for her heart of perseverance to still stand and stay in the faith, even though there may have been times that anyone else would have given up, but she still stood. She saw past what they were doing. She saw past what they were saying. She saw past what was going on, and she continued to trust and believe in you. She saw past, Lord God, because she knew that they were not mature spiritually, and because of her anointing with the love of God in her heart for the people, Father, I declare blessings upon her. I declare favor upon her. I declare open doors in her life that no man can shut, and open doors that no man can open. Father, I pray, Lord God, that you will bless her abundantly above all that she can ask or think, Lord God. Father, we pray even as she will hear something within 7 days, even if it's more interviews, but that you will bless her in the name of Jesus Christ. And we pray, Father, that you cover her with the power of the blood of the Lamb, that you cover her mind, cover her heart, cover her spirit, cover her family, cover everything that concerns her. In Jesus' name, amen.
Amen.
You're welcome. And, you know, continue to do what you're doing. Don't worry. And start seeking the Lord. If it's a business or a job, you know, because right now many of people are out of work and many people are not finding anything. And a lot of us is because of the apostolic mantle and calling on our lives for the kingdom of God. You know, it's interesting how when you go on these interviews and you go in these workplaces, the people, a lot of people are sticking together that have the same like spirit. And the church, the true Christians, those that will live holy, are under such severe persecution today. It seems as though the word of God is becoming fulfilled when it said in the end times that evil men will wax worse and worse. And so that we're seeing that happen. We're seeing it happen. But you be yet encouraged, woman of God. You yet stand. And I just really, you didn't say you were in ministry, but I just see in the realm of the spirit that God has a calling and that you have been flowing in ministry and you've been flowing with patience, but you got a little tired for a little while and you kind of backed up. But don't back up. Press in. Press in so he can take you higher in the realm of the spirit. Amen.
Amen.
And if you have a word that you would like to encourage someone that's listening, someone who's who needs a job, your area, are you an evangelist or in the prophetic?
Yes. Yes.
You're an evangelist.
Yes.
So I'm going
prophetic.
To. Yeah, take a few minutes, about 3 or 4 minutes right now, and you're welcome to give a word of exhortation and encouragement to those listening to our show.
Amen. I just want to encourage those that have been going through, even as I have been going through, because I know that there's many, the body is really being persecuted in these evil days and times, but God, he will deliver and he'll come through for you. You just have to hold on. Even as I said, I was unemployed. I've been unemployed for 3 years now. Even my unemployment ran out. I didn't have an income. I have a building and we're all family in the building. And the income that comes from the rent here isn't even enough to make the mortgage. It defies the gas, lights, and water and the other utilities. And due to the fact that I was off 3 years, I got so far behind in my mortgage. I was $23,000 behind in my mortgage. And there were various ones that were driving past my building, looking, anticipating me losing the building so that they could get the building. Even the bank would continuously come by to see if I was still here. But lo and behold, God did a miracle, and he caused a social service agency to pay up $23,000 on my behalf so that I could keep my building. And even as the social service agency gave me $23,000, they said that that when my mortgage company received it, they said that was the largest payment that they had ever received on behalf of anyone. And I knew it was nobody but God. It was a miracle from God. So if you're going through a hard time, I just encourage you to hold on, because he's coming. You just got to hold on, because I've been through a lot. Even as the woman of God said, at times it was so much that I just wanted to throw in a towel. But I thank God for him giving me a spirit of patience and giving me the will to hold on and know that he was coming. So I encourage anyone who's hearing me to just hold on and trust God.
Wow. Amen. What a powerful word of encouragement. I mean, many people are out of work, and the fact that you almost lost your building and $23,000 and God provided that for you. And it's in when we're in the press, when we're in the hard time, when it seems like there's no way out, when it seems like all people have turned their backs on us, you know, that's when the enemy tries to come in like a flood. There are so many people who become so discouraged that they succumb to the enemy's pulling and pulling on them to do evil. But as you heard Yvette, the woman of God, just share, hold on, don't give up. And I'm sharing with you, not only don't give up, but allow the touch of the Lord Jesus Christ to strengthen you. Allow his touch to bless you. Allow him to give you a right now word in due time, in due season. You know, don't be like some people that go, what's the use? And they throw up their hands and then they fall prey to their flesh. They fall prey to sexual sins. They fall prey to addictions. Yes. They fall prey to homicidal and suicidal mindsets. They fall prey to going down the wrong road. You've got to keep your focus on Jesus. Yes. You've got to keep your focus on the Lord. You've got to keep your focus on the straight and narrow way. Glory to God. Because it's by the faith of God, it's by the power of God, it's by the blood of Jesus Christ that he will bring it all to pass. It ain't over for you. It ain't over. I'm saying it like that. I'm saying the word ain't. Yes, I am, because it ain't over. Somebody out there may feel like it's over. Somebody out there may feel like all hope is gone. Somebody may feel like, how are their bills going to get paid? But the woman of God said she was $23 in debt and could have lost her building. And she's been out of work 3 years. But God, look what he's doing for her. Glory to God. And woman of God, that's just the beginning. I believe God has greater and more in store for you. You're going to have greater testimonies than that. Your testimony this morning encouraged me. Your testimony encouraged some, is encouraging people. This show is live on the air, and people tune into this show, and they listen by archives, by Skype, and they call in. And so thank you for sharing that word. Thank you for being obedient and letting the Lord use you to give such a powerful testimony. And I'm going to mute your line because we have another caller. Someone probably heard your testimony, and someone called in. Don't hang up. Stay on your line. I'm just going to mute it so that you can hear the show. Thank you. God bless you.
God bless you.
This is Prayer Warrior for you. God bless you. Area code 601. Thank you for calling.
Good morning. I was calling in for prayer that you all could touch and agree with me concerning the situation.
Okay. Where's area code 601?
It's Mississippi.
Oh, you're in Mississippi. Okay. And what's your name?
It's
your
Andre.
First name?
Andre.
I'm sorry?
A-N-D-R-E-A. Andre, A-N-D-R-E-A.
Andrea. Okay, Andrea, welcome to our show. Is this your first time calling in?
Yes.
And did you want to share the situation, or is it?
Yes.
Without going into any personal detail, I mean, you don't have to tell your intricate business, but just briefly so we know what we're touching and agreeing with you on.
Okay, briefly, for employment, that the Lord would, open up a door, for employment. And I have some money that's been tied up concerning my daughter, and I'm wanting you all to touch and agree that the VA system, the Veterans Affairs with the military, will release that money and expedite it,
Okay, we're going to pray right now. Father, in the name of Jesus Christ, we are lifting up Andrea to you, and we pray, Father, as your word says, where two or three are gathered together, that you are in our midst. Father, we thank and praise you, Father, for a miraculous movement, for signs and miracles on behalf of Sister Andrea. We pray, Father, Lord God, that you will encourage her, and that the anxiousness and the frustration and the worry and the dread that she's going through because of no job and because of this money being held up by the VA, Father, we pray a breaking of favor in the realm of the spirit. We pray that you bless this woman with favor. Father, that you bless her and keep her, that your face will shine upon her and be gracious unto her. Father, that you will bless her with the favor of God, that your blessing will make her rich in her spirit and her relationship with you, that your favor, Lord God, will let her know that she is chosen by you and she is blessed by you, and that as your seed, she is blessed. Father, we pray, Lord God, for favor in her heart, favor in her spirit, but for doors to open up with income and resources, and that her daughter will receive the money. Now, Father, we tap into the realm of the spirit, and we say, Satan, who's holding up that money, the Lord rebuke you. We declare and command that money to be released on behalf of her daughter by the power of the blood of Jesus Christ. And we pray for jobs, for all those tuning in on these lines today, for businesses, for jobs, for whatever they can find that or their heart's desire, as long as it's magnifying you, Father, for money and businesses and resources to be released to the people in Jesus Christ's mighty name. Amen.
Amen.
Sister Andrea, I know it's hard, you know, when you're working and it's not working, and it's even harder when you don't have when you have children, and you really want to be a provider, and especially if I don't know if the father's helping or not helping, the way God moves me prophetically, I don't always know. He doesn't reveal everything to me all the time. Sometimes it's just bits and pieces of things going on in a person's life. But as I was hearing your heart, I could feel a tug in my spirit that you have been really stressing and worrying about your situation. And so today we want to just declare that you're broken free out of that dreadful anxiousness of dread. We break that off of you by the power of the blood of Jesus Christ. When you have dread and distraught and discouragement like that, it works against faith. It shows unbelief, and God moves by faith. And when we don't have faith in something, he can't bless us, because, you know, it's not over. God is going to bless you. It's not over. And the enemy wants you to think it's over. There are so many African Americans. I know there are probably people in every ethnic group, but particularly I know in the region that I live,
mm-hmm.
it's predominantly an African-American city, community, and all of the greater jobs are not given to the minority people. And so we've got to pray that something will open up in America with businesses and with people and with unity unilaterally across the board, because the more people that are working, the more people whose businesses are successful, the more people come together on one accord so that everybody can live a normal lifestyle with their livelihood, with their families, it's going to bless. It's going to bless the economy. It's going to bless the stores. It's going to bless the shopping. It's going to bless everything. If America can only just come together on one accord and businesses become available in every community and every ethnic group community. That way the communities can be healed, they can grow, it will take the crime rate down. It's just so much good that can come out of it, instead of it always seeming like a certain group of people always have to have everything available to them. And they say it's not that way, but we know it's that way.
It really is,
and it's pretty sad, you know. But we've got to keep praying. We've got to keep praying and trusting God. And so I want to encourage you to trust the Lord. and to bless the Lord. And I don't know what area of Mississippi you are in, but seek the Lord. He may even want you to relocate to an area of Mississippi that is like larger, where there are more jobs, because some areas of Mississippi may not have that many jobs anyway. And so seek him as to what he wants you to do. He may want you to move.
Mm-hmm.
If you've thought of that, yeah, seek him, because sometimes,
I was just going to say, no, I haven't thought about moving, because that would throw me, you know, bind with my daughter, you know, to get someone to help me take care of her, because my mom helps me, you know.
Well, when you exercise your faith, God is going to provide a way for someone to help you. I mean, there's even, I'm just throwing it out there, I've seen women here in the Mid-South who love children start their own business, and they start their own daycare business.
Yeah.
Or nursery school. and they decide how many children that they want at their daycare. You know what I'm saying?
Right,
so,
right.
You know, so, I mean, you never know. And is it just you and your mom and your daughter?
No, well, my sister and my dad and my sisters and stuff, everyone is around in Mississippi where I'm at.
Well, God is able. He's able. But I just want you, I'm not telling you you're supposed to move. I'm not prophetically saying you're supposed to move. I don't do that.
Okay.
But
okay.
Unless God gives it to me. But I don't want you to box the Lord in. However he wants to bless you, be open to what he shares with you. It may be to move. If it is to move, he will provide the ways. He will provide help. He will provide resources. He will provide divine connections for you to move.
Okay.
And how old is your... I'm sorry?
She's 11. She's 11.
Okay. Yeah, you never know. You may end up finding something working at a school in her age group where you'll be working at, could be working at her school. You never know what God wants to do.
Mm-hmm. But you was, as you were praying, though, I was saying that you were praying and you were saying you didn't know if the Father helped. He don't. He won't help. He won't budge. And he has the money to help.
Well, what's his first name?
Rodney, R-O-D-N-E-Y.
Father, we pray for Rodney, Lord. We lift our hands to you, and we pray, Father, that Rodney's heart will be touched. Touch his heart. Father, touch the court to touch Rodney's heart so that money will be given to Sister Andrea to be a blessing to his daughter, to their daughter, in Jesus' mighty name. Amen.
Amen.
Well, you know about that. You know about the court system. I mean, they'll fix it. They'll make it where he has to help now, you know.
Mm-hmm.
So that's available to you.
Mm-hmm.
That's your right.
Yeah, I get,
so you,
I get the child support, but you know it's only a minimum when he can do more.
No, I mean the court can fix it where he has to do what they tell him to do. He can't say well he can't do it all. If he doesn't do what they tell him, he can get, you know, they can work that out for you. So just be strong and be bold and be encouraged.
Okay.
It's going to get better. And I'm just so grateful that you called in. I'm going to play this song, and I'm going to mute your line. You don't hang up. You're welcome to continue tuning into the show. But I'm going to dedicate this song to the people who are calling in, tuning into our show, to let you know it ain't over. God has bigger and greater things in store for you. So be blessed as you hear this song, and we'll be back momentarily.
Mm-hmm. doesn't look good to you. Put a praise on your lips. This is what you gotta do. Speak to your situation without hesitation. God gave me this revelation just for you. It ain't over.
It ain't over.
No matter what you're going through. Faithful through it all, and you answered the call. Keep your eyes on the prize. Don't give up the faith. God has a plan for you. That's why we say it ain't over.
what a powerful song, I tell you. C.C. Winans has me wanting to run around in the studio this morning. Why? It ain't over. God's going to do it for you. He's going to fix it out for you. As long as what you want him to do is in his will, as long as what you're expecting from God, he approves. Now, if we want God to give us somebody else's wife or somebody else's husband, he's not going to do that. But you want more strength, you want more joy, you are asking for resources and jobs and ways to make provision for your family, your children, to pay your bills, it ain't over. You want peace of mind, it ain't over. You want him to anoint your ministry, it ain't over. The enemy wants you to think it's over. It's his job to make you feel like nothing's going to happen. But Lord God, I thank and praise you today as we agree with everyone tuning in today by faith. You are our Lord, strong and mighty, Psalms 24 and 8. You are our Redeemer, Isaiah 43:14. You are our help, Psalms 115 and 11. You are our helper, Hebrews 13 and 6. You are our high tower, Psalms 144 and 2. You are our hope, Psalms 71 and 5. And you are our strength and our power, 2 Samuel 22:33. Glory to God. What an awesome song from her CD, C.C. Winans, Thy Kingdom Come. And these songs I'm playing, please support our Christian artists and go to the Christian store. Some of them may be at Walmart and other places, but know that God is using them with music ministry to be a blessing to people. And we love to support and to promote and to advertise so that people can go out and purchase these worship CDs. Amen. When they're singing about the Lord and they're worshiping Jesus Christ and they're ministering to the hearts and minds of the people of God, I will advertise it and encourage it because we want to see them even blessed in the ministry that God has called them to do. Well, you know, our show segment today is dealing with the touch of God. But if you need a word today, you need a prayer, you need a word of encouragement, we invite you. We still have time on our prayer lines. You're welcome to call 1-657-383-0029. You need a word today? We want to share a word with you, a word of encouragement, a word of hope, maybe a prayer, or just hear your testimony, what God is doing for you this new year, 2015. The touch of the Lord. It's so important and so crucial in this time. We need our minds to be touched, and it's time that we begin to use our senses that God has given us so that we can be blessings to other people, so that we can begin to see beyond ourselves. You know, when you pray for someone else, when you encourage someone else, when you show the love of God through sharing the word of God, and even when the word of God may reprove them or rebuke them, that is showing the love of God. The word of God isn't always going to be the type of word to tell people everything they're doing is acceptable to God, because our God is a righteous and a holy God. But when we begin to tap into a relationship with him, then we begin to love our enemies in our heart, and we pray for them, and we intercede for them, because they are still yet lost. What if there's someone tuning in this morning, and you're saying, prayer warrior, I want my relationship with the Lord Jesus Christ to be renewed. Right where you are, right where you're sitting, whatever you're doing, repeat after me, Lord Jesus Christ, I have strayed away from you, or I've gotten weak along the way in my walk with you. Father, forgive me. Lord, I want to rededicate my heart, my mind, and my life to you. Lord Jesus Christ, I am confessing you as my Lord and my Savior and my King. Father, I believe that you sent your begotten Son to die on the cross, shed his blood, and to be raised from the dead for me. Lord, I recommit and dedicate my life to you. In Jesus' name I pray, amen. Well, if you've prayed that prayer and you meant it and you are sincere about it, God is going to bless you, and you have rededicated your relationship with him. Now, it's not just confession. The Bible says, for confession is made known unto salvation, and you shall be saved. People are teaching you are saved once you confess. No, it says you shall be, because there's more that has to be done. Find a Bible-believing church. Find a Spirit-filled believing Bible church, and become relationally involved in with a body of believers to worship the Lord. If you have not been water baptized, find a church so that you can be baptized in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ for the remission of your sins, so that he can fill you with his Holy Spirit and begin your journey and your walk with God. Amen. And leave the past in the past. There is nothing too bad, nothing too vile, nothing too hard for God. When you sincerely come to the Father, you sincerely come to the Lord with your whole heart, he will touch you right where you are. He will redeem you and restore you right where you are. All souls and all lives are precious to God. There is no greater love than the Lord. He will touch you because you may feel that you're imperfect, but you're not too imperfect for the Lord. You need a word right now. We're going to play this song by Smokey Norfolk, and may this song bless and encourage you.
Noise of my day, the depression that steals my voice, the confusion that arrests my life, so I can't even make a choice. Life seems so loud, I've been too proud. So Lord, what do I do? I just need a word from you.
Tell me which way to turn. I need.
what a powerful song. Don't you need a word from the Lord? Don't you need to hear his voice so that you can be touched in your heart, touched in your mind, touched in your spirit? Glory to God. That was Smokey Norfolk from Forever Yours. And you can pick that up at your Christian stores. And we are just so blessed. What a great show today. We have some great callers, Sister Andrea and Sister Yvette, that called in. And we bless them with the name of the Lord. And you know, today we need to hear a word from the Father. Today we all need to continue in his word and continue in his joy and continue in his love and continue in his way. You know, as we begin to grow in God and honor him and love him and bless him and just love on God, you know, the more we love the Father, the more we can receive a word from him. Well, we are so glad that you tuned in to Prayer Warrior for You today, and we pray that you have been blessed by our show segment. You are able to contact us by emailing us at prayerwarrior4YOU@YMail.com, or you can find us on Facebook. And know that the battle is not yours. The battle belongs to the Lord. And we are going to share the grace of God right now as we end our show segment. We pray that you will have a blessed day. We pray that you will have a wonderful day if you're tuning in from your jobs, if you're tuning in from your businesses, wherever you may be. Those of you who are still desiring finances and work and jobs and businesses, know that God is going to make a way. He's going to work it out for you. I believe that, and know that here at Prayer Warrior for You, we love you and we're always praying for you. May the grace of our Lord Jesus Christ, the love of God, and the sweet fellowship of the Holy Spirit abide with you now and forevermore. Surely goodness and mercy shall follow you all the days of your life, and you will dwell in the house of the Lord forever. Amen. God bless you. Take care until next time. No battle that's fashioned against you will stand, because the battle belongs to the Lord. When the powers of darkness come in like a flood, the battle belongs to the Lord. Take care.
Power of his death, the battle belongs to the Lord.